hour and on the Drex Radio Show. We've got a lot to cover. Right now, I want to say good evening to my guest. He is Michael Skipa, and he is with AlcoholJustice.org. Good evening, Michael. Thank you for joining me.
Good evening, Drex, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. And by the way, coming up here after the next break, I'll tell you what the happiest age of your life is. Do you want to guess, Michael?
Probably the age you are at this moment.
Well, that's
what I say.
Boy, that's a very politically correct statement. So, yeah. Actually, I don't know how old you are, so we'll find out. Would you explain Palcohol to me and everyone listening?
Sure. It's a very clever product. It's freeze-dried alcohol. That's it. You add it to a liquid, and you've got an alcoholic beverage.
How strong is it?
Good question. Nobody seems to know. That's one of the problems with it. If you mix it with a little bit of water, it will be stronger. If you mix it with a lot of water or a lot of another beverage, it'll be weaker. If you mix it with beer, if you mix it with another alcoholic beverage, it'll probably compound the level of alcohol in it. It's really an unknown factor, which makes it dangerous because you don't know how much you're consuming.
And I am shocked, yes, especially that the feds give this thumbs up today.
Well, you know, the Fed agency that ruled on it today is the TTB, Tax and Trade Bureau.
Right.
And all they ruled on was the label. That's all they can do. They said, okay, your label conforms. It says whatever it says, and it's the right size type. We approve the label.
Well, apparently I'm behind the spin on all of this because I didn't know anything about it. 808-0810 if you want to weigh in. When I first saw it today on social media, of course, they're glamorizing it. They had it, you know, up on a, you know, they took a picture of it on a mirror, and it looked just like cocaine. And, of course, that immediately popped into my head. People are going to be snorting this left and right.
You know, we categorize this product as a stupid product.
And, I can understand that, and yes.
They pop up every week, and you whack them down, and it's whack-a-mole, and they'll pop back up in another form or fashion. You know, last year it was Four Loko, you know, these incredible Alco pops that contained stimulants. It took 2.5 years, almost 3 years, to get the feds to rule on them because the stimulants were masking the alcohol and kids were getting sick and winding up in emergency rooms.
Right.
The product is Kool-Aid for adults, but it's going to find its way into the hands of kids immediately.
Well, right, and I think that's where a lot of people are concerned. And by the way, as an adult, do you think you should be allowed to have the Palcohol? It comes in a shiny little, I don't know, foil envelope, 808-0810. I mean, as an adult, it's convenient. You could put it in your purse. You could put it in your briefcase. You can have a drink whenever you want. And do you think you should be able to?
I assume it's for the marketing is like, oh, take it on an airplane. Oh, take it to a festival.
Oh,
it's easy. It's portable.
No, we're going camping. I don't have to lug 40 pounds of beer with me. I can take 10 packs of Palcohol. Yeah.
Don't you think even that's dangerous, Michael?
Absolutely. Once again, you don't know how much you're consuming. You have no control over the mixture. As a product that's that tasty and attractive to youth because it comes in, you know, strange, sugary, sweet flavors, it's going to find its way into their hands very quickly.
Yeah.
And that's where the damage is going to happen. But even with adults, you know, excessive alcohol use at any age decreases a person's chance of living a long, healthy, and productive life. Mm-hmm. When you get a stupid product like this, unfortunately, people are going to overindulge in it, even by accident, perhaps, and they're going to wind up in the emergency rooms. So here's where government can do the right thing, and a number of states have. And we're grateful for that, and we're hopeful that California might learn something from one of the 4 or 5 states that's already banned the substance, because it is legal at this point in California.
I know, and isn't this crazy? I said this to Heather, I got to take a break here, and we'll be right back. The craziest thing about all of this, the first state to pop this today and say it's illegal is Colorado, of all states. where marijuana is recreationally legal.
Sure.
Yeah. I thought, wow, look at these guys. They immediately stopped it. 808-0810, do you think you as an adult should be allowed to possess and buy alcohol? It's powdered alcohol. And also, do you think, Michael Skippa is talking about, you know, it's bad news for kids. It will get into their hands. 808-0810. We'll continue in a minute on the direction.